Jim Plain Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage. Make your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call on your debit or credit card at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. We are continuing on with the Book of the Month Club for another week until January 22nd. This is a book that you can win if you donate $100 or more. You can win from John Stadtmuller's library. And this week is One Nation Under Israel by Andrew Hurley. Well, doesn't that say it all? And for $250, you can be in the Book of the Week drawing and also in the drawing for the Confederate flag quilt, the Rebel Madman quilt, along with various other items from RBN, bumper stickers, and maybe even a t-shirt, I think. Get your money in there and donate to the station. Tell them that you're into the full meal deal at $250 for the Rebel flag quilt and the Book of the Week. So get in there. This is your last week to donate. This is your Monday night broadcast. Happy Communist Negro Day, civil rights, and all of that. It really is remarkable that the very government that assassinated Martin Luther King Jr. wants to commemorate this as a holiday to honor him. That's very ironic. Also, happy Robert E. Lee birthday. That's January 19th. A lot of people celebrate that this week in lieu of MLK Jr. Day. So, to all you Southerners, one of them, happy Robert E. Lee birthday. Getting into the news tonight, Coach Red Pill is dead. Reports are coming in. Of course, not officially confirmed, but it's pretty much a done deal. He died in some gulag in the Ukraine due to medical neglect. Coach Red Pill, a pro-Russian blogger, Gonzalo Lira, was reporting in Ukraine, reporting the truth, and apparently he had married a female of Ukrainian descent, which will be Slavic, same as Russians. And he was reporting things that were not kosher to the government. He violated the Ukrainian government's draconian laws of not reporting negatively on the government. Apparently he sought asylum in Hungary, but he didn't make it there. He was arrested and put into a prison in Ukraine and died of some sort of medical complications. They denied him medical care. Understand this. This is the fate that they would have every one of us that broadcast the truth, every one of you that tell the truth. They don't want you to die in some going down in a flame of glory type situation. They don't want to kill you. They want you to die slowly in a gulag with your rights stripped and all care denied to you. This is very evident from the way they're treating the January 6th protesters, well over 1,000 of which have been incarcerated in a Washington gulag. Anyway, going back to Yahoo News, this is the fate they would have every one of us suffer if they, when they get the opportunity to. From Yahoo News, and this is quite biased, pro-Russian blogger Gonzalo Lira, who held both U.S. and Chilean citizenships, has allegedly died in the Ukraine detention center on January 12th, according to reports on X, formerly known as Twitter. The information has not been officially confirmed by the Ukraine or the U.S. Kit Klarenberg, who works at the propaganda outlet Gray Zone, was among the first to report Lyra's death, confirmed by his family, according to Klarenberg. Klarenberg said that he disagreed with him on just about everything, but that he shouldn't have died in a Ukrainian jail. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who is known openly, according to this Yahoo News article, Tucker Carlson is known for his pro-Russian sentiments, also reported Lyra's death, citing an interview with his father, with Lyra's father, as a source. The blogger Alex Rubenstein shared a letter on X written by Lyra on January 4th, which he complained about his health. The letter mentioned having double pneumonia and a severe case of body swelling. Again, if these people can get you in the gulag, they will not treat any medical conditions that you have. You will be slowly tortured. And that seems to be the fate that Coach Red Pill has suffered. The American billionaire Elon Musk, back to the Yahoo News article, Musk reacted to the news of the pro-Russian blogger's death, stating, "This is super messed up," in the comment section of a post by businessman David Sachs, a wealthy person who frequently repeats Russian propaganda on X. Lyra was 55. Coach Red Pill was 55 years old, born in California, held dual citizenship in Chile, and he began as a writer of detective novels and thrillers, transitioning to film in Chile in the 2010s. He became an economic commentator for Business Insider. A lot of his articles were removed from that site. Anyway, he became known as Coach Red Pill in 2017 and became very infamous, according to the mainstream media, for reporting pro-Russia propaganda, basically reporting the truth as he saw it at Ground Zero. Lyra relocated to Kharkiv, Ukraine, and married a Ukrainian woman. In November of 2021, he deleted a lot of his relationship-related videos and began denying reports that Russia was preparing for an invasion. On February 23rd, 2022, the day before the invasion, he arrived in Kiev on business. As the full-scale attack unfolded, Lyra actively covered events in Ukraine, echoing almost all of Russia's propaganda points. So the news media is painting him as a Russian propagandist. He did a lot of on-the-ground reporting, did a lot of videos. So he was there. Most likely what he reported was the truth. And he was silenced, as he was known to actively criticize Victoria Nuland and the whole anti-Russia thing. He treaded the lines of anti-Semitic remarks by inferring that this was all a Jewish, and he didn't say this in so many words, but it was inferred, attack on Russia, trying to overthrow Putin, and blaming Victoria Nuland for the Maidan coup and the aggression towards Russia. So this guy's dead. Relatively young, 55 is young. As I rapidly approach 50, I understand how young that is. And again, this is the fate that they would have all of us suffer. Not going out in a blaze of glory, but dying slowly in a gulag under elements of torture. The Ukrainian army, the very aged army, the majority of which are over 40, this reported according to Russia Today, RT. And we know that most of Ukrainians' young men have been thrown into the meat grinder that is known as the Russia-Ukrainian conflict. From RT, Ukrainian army, mostly very old men. The average age of the soldier is over 40, according to a senior military official reported by RT, Russia Today. The average age of the soldiers in Ukraine is over 40. This according to Olensky Tarasenko, commander of Kiev's 5th Assault Brigade, adding that the military is in dire need of younger recruits. Speaking to Espresso TV on Sunday, Tarasenko said that it's outlandish and perplexing to hear that some people doubt the need for another mobilization. The military is eagerly awaiting fresh recruitments and reinforcements because of the situation in many units is critical in terms of personnel. Even those who do come often leave much to be desired. Mostly these are men of a much older age with a multitude of problems that typically arise. And the article goes on and so forth about the age of these people. Tarasenko's remarks came after the parliament, the Kiev parliament, asked the government for additional revisions of a much debated bill that would lower the maximum draft age from 27 to 25. Well, I mean, they're going to run out of people if they do that. Limit deferrals and increase penalties for draft dodgers. Critics say the bill contains provisions that violate the Constitution and pave the way for corruption. The situation in Ukraine is totally unsustainable. They cannot operate and go on without massive funding from the West. And it's very clear that what appears to be happening is Russia is going to hold the territories that it has annexed, and that the Ukraine government is falling apart under Zelensky. Where to go from here? I doubt that it's going to be a second Israel. I very seriously doubt that, mostly because these Zionists go off of the Old Testament boundaries of what the greater Israel is supposed to be, and that's from the Mediterranean down to the Red Sea, across southern Syria, and over to the Euphrates in Iraq, encompassing northern Saudi Arabia and Jordan. That's the area that they're promised. That's the area that they want. That's the area that's very key and strategical. No, I don't think the purpose of the Ukrainian conflict was to create a greater Israel. Maybe there are some people that wanted that. These Khazarians that are in the government of Israel, possibly they wanted it. But the whole purpose of this Ukrainian debacle was to overthrow Vladimir Putin through sanctions and just overall throwing Slavs in a meat grinder. That didn't seem to work. Putin is still in power. And like him or not, regardless of what you think about Putin, whether you think he's a Jewish shill or legit, at the end of the day, he's still in power. And most likely his successor will be Medvedev. That's what I'm thinking. So that's where we're at with the Russia-Ukraine thing. Back to the U.S., and by the way, if you want to call and weigh in, I covet your input, 512-248-8252, if you want to weigh in on Open News Monday. This is covering just basically everything that's going on, trying to get a hold on what's up for the week. By the way, are you guys warm? I hope you are. I've got the wood stove stoked. I've got wood falling down at my feet here. I'm sitting right by the wood stove, and I've busted wood and cut wood, and I have dry wood and green wood. I have oak and hickory and some wood that I'm not sure what it is. I also have some green cherry, and that stuff's burning hot. Let me tell you, it's about to drive me out of the room. I got wood falling down here at my feet. Hope you are staying warm, as I know this chill has went down into Texas even. I think Julie is a little chilled down in Round Rock, Texas, as some temperatures in Texas I've heard have reached 19, which is very not the norm. Anyway, as the cold chill goes, keep your pets warm. Check on them. Who? Julie said it's 22 degrees, dropping to 17 tonight.
That's cold for Texas. I think we're looking at 10 degrees here. We had 4 degrees early in the morning. So keep your pets taken care of. If they're outside, make sure they have heat lamps and straw and, you know, a great doghouse or a playhouse or some sort of structure that they can gain shelter in from the elements. Bring them inside if you need to. Please bring your pets inside and feed them hot meals of warm water over dog food with a little meat. Sprinkle a little meat on there. Be nice to them, okay? You can afford it. Come on. So as we're surviving the chill, let's get into what's going on locally. The FAA affirmative action thing is a thing, and apparently there's not enough diversity in the FAA, and they're focusing on hiring people of mental, what's the word, not as mentally capable as other, I would say retards, but that's not politically correct, so I'm not going to say that. Fox News, FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric abilities. That's better than retard, isn't it? Severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. The Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative, spelled out on the agency's website. I remember reports from years ago of air traffic controllers being in severe demand and aircraft crashing and not getting proper landing instructions, because even without this diversity push, it's hard to get people that are of a high enough IQ and mentally competent enough to do air traffic control. That's a very stressful job. I've never done it. I know a lot of people that have. I was in the Air Force for almost 2 decades. That's one of the highest washout training, you know, when young airmen come into training out of basic training and they train for their jobs, it's a very high washout. It's almost as much as combat controllers and the different special forces that the Air Force offers. Very high washout. So as it is, it's hard to maintain adequate staff, but you throw in this diversity hire, affirmative action crap, you know, as we're observing, you know, the civil rights nonsense of MLK Day, it's going to become untenable. It is untenable. The initiative, back to the Fox article, is part of the FAA's diversity inclusion hiring plan, which says that diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. You know, if that's really the initiative, to ensure safe and efficient travel, wouldn't you want to hire the best qualified people? Wouldn't you want to hire the highest IQ? Why would you throw affirmative action crap on this job description? It doesn't sound like that's what their initiative really is. Anyway, we're on the break. Back on the other side. More news on your Monday Night Broadcast.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis, historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers, and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back to Endpoint Sight, your Monday night broadcast on MLK, Civil Rights, Communist, Negro Day. And we're just covering this FAA diversity hiring scam where their goal is not really to ensure safe and efficient travel. It seems like their goal is to satisfy some quota of hiring diverse people of not only color, but of mental competence. This could only turn out in disaster because you're not only talking about air traffic controllers, you're talking about quality assurance inspectors, mechanics, people that ensure that these aircraft are airworthy. Let me tell you this. For the last 12 years, I've refused to travel on civilian aircraft. I don't even want to travel military aircraft anymore. I can't because I'm not part of the military. But I went to Atlanta, Georgia, to the Delta facility. I saw the chaos and the havoc in their maintenance department. These mechanics do not keep track of their tools and the screws and the various panels when they depanel aircraft for inspection. It's just all laying out there. And when quitting time hits, they go home. All right. Just to give you a little bit of a contrast, in the Air Force back in the good old days, as a mechanic, we couldn't leave the shift unless every tool, every screw, every panel was accounted for. And it was all done electronically. If something was missing, you didn't leave the shift because you could have very well have paneled up a wrench, you know, inside of a gears where flight controls actuate. So you made sure that everything was accounted for, and the civilians don't do this. So this was pretty bad before this nonsense hit, this diversity crap. But now it's going to be even worse. The FAA, oh, I'm sure you all rest easy now, all of you travelers on airplanes. The FAA is overseen by Department of Transportation, Peter Buttplug.
And he has charged the agency with regulating civilian aviation. And he's updated the website with their guidelines on diversity hiring, updated on March 23rd of 2022. You can bet that this homo is going to make all the great decisions to keep you safe in your air travel. We know that homos are they're mentally insane. And before the 70s, you know, the AMA did describe them as such, as having a mental deficiency and problem. It was only after the sexual revolution that the AMA reclassified that as a sexual preference. So you can be sure that Pete Buttplug has got your safety in mind as he demands these diversity hires of not only people of color, but of people of different mental competencies. Retards. Let's just say retards. So how about a boycott? How about we just don't travel on the airlines anymore? I don't know. It's either that or a complete overthrow of the system, which doesn't seem possible at this time. Before we get into more news, I want to go to the call screen because we got them racking up now. We got Dan and Kathleen. Let's go to Dan first. Dan in Washington, you're up first on the Monday Night Broadcast.
Welcome. Hey, hope you're staying warm down there. Pretty much cold everywhere in the country, huh?
Yeah, you know, that is, and, you know, it wouldn't seem like a big deal to people that live in Montana or North Dakota, but when you get these cold temperatures in places like Texas, even in West Kentucky, you know, the infrastructure is not designed to handle this, and it's like a big deal. You know, if you would think that they would have designed something by now to handle this type of weather, but just a little bit of snow on the roads and sub 20 degree temperatures could make for deadly situations for these people in states that aren't accustomed to it.
Right? Yeah, that happened a couple years ago in Texas, right? They had all the pipes froze and everything, and they couldn't put fires out because the fire hydrants and stuff froze.
That's true. I mean, the infrastructure in most of these states just isn't designed to handle this. And you get people that aren't used to it, and they're like, well, I'm just going to go, you know, 30 miles down the road, and they jump in their vehicle. But if they have a breakdown, I mean, think about it. They could freeze to death if people can't reach them in time, you know, at least suffer severe frostbite or some sort of debilitating injury because, you know, the ambulances aren't conditioned to handle this. The firefighters aren't. I mean, it's just a whole plethora of problems. So, yeah, it is very.
Oh, I hear the music.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hang on, Dan. Hang on. We'll keep you on your toes.
Okay.
There's something I wanna say since you've been gone. There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Memory, your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the fears, just like a summer song. Instead,
we're back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night rundown of the news. Got Dan in Washington on the line, Kathleen Hoding. Dan, I'm sure you didn't call in to talk about just the weather. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I figured out what a balaclava is. Balaclava. It's like a hat that covers your face, too. I didn't know what those were called, so I was going online to shop for some, and B-A-L-A-C-L-A-V-A, you know, it's like a hat that covers your face, but anyway, that's what they're called, balaclava.
it's not like the black guy that talked about the Jews. He wore some kind of a face mask.
Maybe, kind of like a burglar, yeah, like a burglar mask, so you're like covering your nose, you know, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they have, an official name. I didn't know they had a special name, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they helps to breathe through your nose, you know. Because I was in Toledo. For some reason, Toledo, Ohio, the wind chill factor and stuff, it almost like froze my eyeballs. But you breathe through your nose, it helps you avoid heart attacks and stuff. Actually, you can have a heart attack easy in this kind of weather. Like, I think it's something like for every 10 degrees below zero, it goes, like, your chance of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Doubles or triples or something. But anyway, but affirmative action, I had a scenario, and who would you pick? If Trump got arrested, and then, so it was Nikki Haley, and then you had Biden died, and you had Pamela Harris. So, like, this all happens during the election. So who ends up running is Pamela Harris against Nikki Haley. Who would you,
wow,
who would you vote for?
So I'm not going to vote. But in the scenario that you're painting, where I would have to vote and a gun was put to my head, it would be Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, because you know that she's gonna, her incompetency would help expose the system even more for the fraud that it is. But I wouldn't vote.
I agree. No, that's exactly what I was thinking. And Nikki Haley, she's pretty scary. I don't know. Kamala Harris would be a little better somehow.
Man,
I don't know.
That would be a horrible situation. A Jamaican Indian, Indian or an Indian Canadian Indian.
Right.
Wow.
Well, they're both like affirmative action, you know, but it could actually end up happening if you think about it, theoretically. Just a scenario.
I really think they're going to push Gavin Newsom in there and that Trump's going to run. I think Trump's going to get it.
He probably will. I think if Trump actually lost, it would be just because the Republican Party, like, people don't like him. I don't like any of those people, but Trump's all right.
Trump's following is so strong, man. He's only gained popularity amidst all of this, you know, litigation. I don't see how he can't be the nominee.
Unless they do try to throw him in jail because the Koch brothers gave like $100 million to Nikki Haley or something. So I don't know why. But
you know, I mean, what, 4 or 5 years ago, nobody thought Biden would actually take it, but I called that. I mean, I called it. Fascination called it. They can, you know, the Democrat Party can just put in whoever they want. The Republicans are controlled, true, but you know, Trump could destroy the Republican Party if he wanted to and create his own.
I agree. I think he's way more popular than the Republican Party. I think that's the thing. They didn't like him. They want to get rid of him, but they realize without Trump, I don't know, DeSantis might have got up there, but I don't know. There's not very many likable ones, you know, my view. But
yeah,
there's not likable Democrats either, so.
I don't see Vivek Ramaswamy as a president. I see him as maybe tacking on to Trump, maybe going as vice. Probably maybe. Trump and Vivek.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I just thought that could be a scenario with Pamela Harris, but I'll let the other caller get on. But that would be interesting if it ended up happening that way, like through the election, you know, like Biden died and then somehow Trump got thrown in jail or something. So. All right, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be entertaining. That at least we can say that we will be entertained as Rome falls and burns. Got Kathleen coming up next. Kathleen, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. It was actually 8 degrees here in Texas last night. And 2021, when they had that hard freeze that Dan was mentioning, it got down to 2 below zero, at least here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But the reason I called tonight, I wanted to respond to your show Thursday night with William Rutilum. So if you want to talk about something else, then maybe I should. Is that okay if I?
Yeah, please go ahead. I had friends over and it was my birthday, so wasn't the best show. I said that Thursday I had some friends over and it was my birthday, so I. It probably wasn't the best show, but go ahead
Happy
and critique.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so this is what I'd like to say. So just for the listeners right now, you were very upset because a fat young woman, excuse me, wore what you considered inappropriate clothing to religious service at church, and what you called leggings, which are tight, what used to be considered underwear, and now their outerwear, and something you might see on the beach or something, but and how inappropriate was, and especially being fat, you know, that it just was horrendous looking. And so what I wanted to say was this. When I came to Texas, I've lived most of my life in California, San Francisco Bay Area, and I promise you, I never saw obese people. Now, Paul from California may, you know, things have changed everywhere, so, but I never saw obese people. But when I came here and went into Walmart and saw those little, coasters that people who are very obese sit in, or handicapped, you know, and they drive around in the store. You're familiar with those? Okay. And so what I'd like to say is, with all of the food industry adding high fructose corn syrup to almost everything, if you buy processed food, or excitotoxins like MSG, which all of those things make people want to eat more. That's their whole purpose. And then with a sedentary life that so many people live now, with computers and so on, and So you were very angry, it seemed to me. You came across, in my opinion, as very angry at this, you know, this fat young woman. Why didn't she just go away from the table, you know, instead of going back for thirds or whatever? And Dr. Joel Wallach talks about, he goes to Baptist churches and gets all the people off, you know, all these young people with diabetes type 2 and very fat, because they have dinners on Wednesday night after the service, and also Saturdays, I think. And it's all fried food and, you know, the things that are really bad for you. Lots of bread, fried food, and so I just wanted to say that this is, I find it difficult to blame the person that's fat, because I don't think it's as easy as just having self-control. And I would also say, like Jesus said, let he who has not sinned cast the first stone. And we have to examine our consciences. Maybe we're not fat and we don't have a weakness that way, but maybe we have other weaknesses. And so, I mean, my main reason for calling is I want to give you peace of mind. So that when you see that kind of thing, also the girl, the young woman, wasn't raised, in my opinion, properly, because I know our family. You went to church and you wore your Sunday best, but certainly nothing that would be provocative, and. And then another one of your callers, Nancy, I believe, called in from California, and she said something just right, that she talked about the fashion industry, and it is true that these horrendous clothing designers that are, you know, demonic, they create these horrible things for women to wear. And, you know, you can't be, we can't forget that kind of thing, that's, you know, things that are pushed like that, the whole propaganda thing, brainwashing, you should wear this, you should wear that. So The next time you see something like that, I would like you to have peace of mind and just say a prayer for her, that she could have discernment, and that maybe she'll run into somebody that could educate her about food. I know that, you know, bread and fried food and pasta and things like that, a lot of people don't know much about food, you know, and also inexpensive food is very fattening, you know, as I mentioned, bread and pasta. I'll give you just one, well, anyway, so that's the main reason I called, because I really do feel, I feel sad for women who are, for anyone who's fat, because I do think that that is, there's just so much to fight with the whole food industry making money on you. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I used to teach music lessons for free, and my best violin student here in Texas, he was fabulous. But I always made sure that they had to have a parent come with them. And this young student, I used to give the lessons at the place of employment of the mother. But then that became untenable. So I told them, well, why don't you just come over to my house like everybody else does? But the problem was, now I'm not exaggerating. The father had been a football player. He weighed, I would guess, maybe 600 pounds, but for sure 500 pounds. The wife weighed, I would say 400 pounds, 350 to 400 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating. These are two of the nicest people you could ever meet. They would do anything for anybody. Again, they went to a church and ate all the food that was on, Wednesday night and everything. But they were just wonderful people. And they were going to have to come and be in the house. Where are they going to sit? I have these two love seats that belong to my parents. Beautiful, bringing down, and I could never, could never replace them. And I thought, what am I going to do? I have wrought iron chairs on the porch, but what am I going to say? You're going to have to sit in a wrought iron chair? I just couldn't imagine, how am I going to tell these people they can't break my furniture? Daughter had some siding for the house made, it was an antique, old house, and so had it copied. So solid wood siding. And there were extra, 6-foot lengths of it in the shed. So I took three of them and put those between the seat and the frame on both love seats. So that was six of these pieces of siding. So that meant they could sit there and they wouldn't break the furniture. And then I kind of hid the part that came out on the sides, with a napkin, beautiful, linen napkin, so you couldn't really tell that it wasn't supposed to be that way. So yeah. I felt, I had come across a good solution, because there was no way I could hurt their feelings. But you know what? They both came in and they sat on the same love seat. So we're talking, what is that? Almost 1,000 pounds. Grief! And it didn't hurt the chair, the love seat at all. But they were enormous people, kind and wonderful, And what do you think about those people? I don't think they were out of control. I think everything was going against them. You know, the father who had been a football player and so had a big appetite, and you stop playing football, and then what? And all of this food being put in front of you all the time. So I just think that it's a lot harder question than we might think, that it's not just self-control. And then the final thing, the lady, the mother, she came home one night, and she had worked late, and her husband was sitting watching one of his favorite shows, and he was dead. He was dead, sitting up in the couch watching the TV, and he had some kind of fast food thing next to him, you know, that he had had his last meal, but he was actually sitting there dead. So, and he was only in his early 60s. So that's what I wanted to tell you, to, you know, please have peace of mind. And when you see that girl, you know, that she hasn't been taught appropriately, that you shouldn't wear things like that. She's been pushed by the fashion industry that this is really great. And then, like you played that clip from a doctor that was talking about fat is wonderful. And fat people are very prone to diabetes type 2. So when Dr. Joel Wallach goes to the different churches, he says he gets all of the people who have diabetes type 2, he's got them off their medication within a couple of months. And it all has to do with the food. So did I give you any peace of mind at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's true. We're all victims. We are all victims, and they are all victims of not only the sexual revolution, but of the food industry that you've described, that has driven people into this horrible health state that they're in. I viscerally reacted, to what I see. And because when women wear provocative clothing, it's because they're demonstrating their power. They're demonstrating their power over men because they're saying, look, I'm going to advertise everything I have. You can look, but you can't touch. And if you say anything about it, then I can hit you with a sexual harassment suit or criticize you on those lines. You know, similarly, the people that are overweight, they're victims of what's been fed to them, this thing with high fructose corn syrup and everything, the breads that you mentioned, they're all victims. And so, you know, I should try to have a more loving approach. I agree with that. You know, but I also got to call this out because, you know, there's a lot of overweight people like in the Mennonite and Amish societies. There's overweight people in the Pentecostal societies, and they wear clothing, you know, down to their ankles. The females hide that with dresses. So when they display that, they're saying two things. Number one, they're saying I can show off my body and you can't do anything about it. And two, I'm overweight and I don't care about what you think or about attracting a man. You have to accept me for what I am. These are things that society has brainwashed people into accepting and into partaking in. You know, and we're seeing the result of that. So, yeah, I agree with you that I should have more compassion and see these people as victims rather than just protagonists for the system.
Can I interrupt for a moment?
Yes, please.
I think if you would ask God to help you when you're feeling that way, you know, the anger, because that is, I can see that, to give you, you know, deliver us from the evil one, you know, so that you don't have inappropriate thoughts, and that you see them, you know, that you actually say a prayer for them, for their discernment, or something like that, that would keep you from being angry, keep you from, you know, give you peace of mind, because everywhere you turn, there's going to be, you know, something like that. And if you can just, you know, say a prayer of, you know, please give me peace and give this person discernment that to make their life better, and not be, you know, be such a victim. But anyway, that's why I called, and you're always in my prayers, and I do think it's a very difficult thing that you're having to deal with too, because you know, you don't want to you want to be a fair person, but also you're human, and so I think the only thing you can do is say a prayer of you know, compassion for them and strength for yourself to overcome the because I can see how it can make you angry. But I really like the Nancy calling in, because she understood about this leggings and goofy material and stuff. Anyway, thank you so much, Jeremy, for what you do, and you're always in my prayers, and I pray that God will give you peace.
Thank you for your call. I want to be compassionate, but I also want to call out these people that are in error, because they don't know that they're in error until you call them out, and that's the best way to love them and help them. We'll be back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy. You guys stay classy.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.